When you've heard that Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore became Indiana Dunes National Park, what was your reaction?
I was very surprised because I'd been following the bill for years, actually, and I noticed that it died in the 115th Congress, and then I saw that it had been reintroduced in January in the 116th Congress, but those things usually they take months just to get out of committee, so I didn't expect it to pass that fast. So that was, I saw it on social media, a picture of the rangers posing with a cardboard sign saying park, and I was totally surprised.
What tipped you off that this was even going on, that there were discussions about turning Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore into Indiana Dunes National Park?
I've been following it for years, actually, because I have this record of being the first to photograph each of the 58 national parks. And then when there was the 59th national park, I followed it and I was the first to get there to photograph it. And I did the same for the 60th national park, which is Gateway Arch National Park, which just came last year. So I've been keeping track of it. That's what I do.
Why did you want to be the first to photograph the national parks?
It's just that that I had this record. I saw it. It was fun to do it. And here I had another circumstance which made me come here as soon as I could. I released a book for the centennial of the National Park Service, which is called Treasured Lands. And so over 2 years and 2 months, it sold out of free printing. So I was pretty eager to have a new printing out, and it would be a new edition actually, because it would have one more national park. So I wanted it to be up to date. So the book had been at the printer for about a month. It was going to be printed, but when I heard about the new designation, I had to call my printer to literally stop the presses so that I could update the book. But in order not to delay the book, I had also to do that trip as soon as I could.
So why is it important for you to be the first?
I'm saying it's a project that I've been doing for 25 years now, to photograph the national parks. And, it makes it a bit more special if in addition, I come before others.
How is Indiana Dunes National Park compared to the other ones? Is there any differences that you've noticed or anything of note from your eye?
Yeah, it's very different, I would say, from most of the park. And I would consider it to be an exception, because it's the land area is pretty small. And then I think it's maybe the fourth smallest national park or something like that. And in addition, the land is kind of broken up, right? It's mixed with a state park, with private lands, with industry, which is just at the doorstep of the park. So I think that's really quite different from the other parks. So it's more like an urban park. So, but at the same time, the thing which is interesting is that also it has all this development. There's still a lot of natural diversity in the park. And if you remember, natural diversity is what drew me to the national park in the first place.
Do you think it deserves the recognition that it's gotten to be designated a national park?
It's difficult to say, because I think indeed by the criteria of large area of land, I would say not quite. Some of the proponents' argument is that now these parks, which are even smaller, for instance, they designated Gateway Arch as a national park last year, right? And when Gateway Arch National Park came about, I was a bit worried that it was kind of setting up a precedent now that they have this area which is tiny and which is a city park. And I do have the feeling that, the national park, they used to be the most special areas in the country. Mm-hmm. And I would say all the areas, they begin to vie for that designation, and now they are no longer the most special places, then it's going to dilute a bit the label national park, and it is a worry. And in some sense, it is possible that it would have been better for not to add a park that some people might consider underserving. On the other hand, I understand, you know, that that people in this area are very passionate about this place, you know, and I mean I'm really happy for them that they feel that the area got the recognition that they feel they deserve. Okay, so I heard that the park has actually a lot of biodiversity, so there's much more than meets the eye. So when you go around, you know, the scenery, most of the places here do not look extremely spectacular, you know, like Yosemite or Yellowstone. And so in terms of scenery, it's not in the same league. We have to be frank about that. But on the other hand, I read that the park has maybe the fourth most plant species of any national park, which is something which is special, I suppose. Also, I mean, it's more of scientific interest than of interest to the casual visitor, but it's still there, I would say. So it reminds me a bit, you know, of some, in some sense, of Acadia, in the sense that it's a smaller area, but it does pack a lot of things, you know. So as we mentioned, we have the lake shore, the dunes, the wetlands, the forest. So I'd say why not? That wouldn't be my choice necessarily, but I'm happy that it did get some recognition.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.